You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Now is the time to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets at the best prices available in the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Final segment here on CBD. Only two more days till the draft. Cannot wait. Let's go to the phone lines, though, now. 216-578-0850. Dave in Twinsburg. You're on with Nathan and Vic.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it? Sure.
Hey, I got bumped by Mel Kiper. I feel pretty good about that.
That's not that's not bad for the resume.
No. If everybody's agreeing that this is a deep draft, and I think we need to trade back a little bit into top 10, 12, accumulate another second-round pick, and then use that for ammunition if we want to move back up later. Because I don't think we need to take a quarterback at four right now.
I'm fine with that. I've been an advocate of that. I believe that if there's a quarterback that the Browns have conviction about, take him at four. Don't risk losing him. If you don't have conviction about one and would be fine with, you know, either Manziel, Bortles, or Bridgewater, move back in the top 10, pick up that extra asset, get your quarterback there, and then go about your draft with extra picks and extra assets. I think that would be a great thing to be able to do for the Cleveland Browns, and I would love that. I do want to say this, because I was saying as we were going in the break, I don't believe Jimmy Haslam is going to go into that room and mandate anything from Ray Farmer. I think that Ray Farmer, Coach Pettine, they're working together, are the scouts, everybody's working together to come to some type of a consensus. And I'm sure Jimmy Haslam will have a voice in the room, because he should. He's the owner of the team. I just don't think he's going to say, okay, guys, we're picking Johnny Manziel. Deal with it at number four.
I wouldn't rule it out. I'm not advocating or saying that he's going to make the pick. But if it is Manziel, it would be hard for me to believe he didn't have something to say about that. I think, and it's just interesting that on a national scale, and Jimmy Haslam does talk with a lot of people. He's very much a fan of this game. He's not an owner who goes into seclusion. I mean, he's very much out there and very present and loves, you know, the part of being in this league where it, not just with fellow owners and fellow NFL people, but the media that covers the league, the national media that covers the league. And when I hear the Peter Kings of the world, who I know, you know, will talk to this guy from time to time, sometimes he seeks opinions from the Chris Bortonses and the Peter Kings. I know for a fact he does. And when they're coming back with, you know, this is someone the owner really likes, this is someone, they're hearing that in conversation. Now, could Jimmy be contributing to the smoke screening that goes on this time of year? He absolutely could. But for whatever reason, that word is filtering out there, and it's being connected to him. And you could make the case that in terms of recognition, relevance, all the reasons why you would go with Johnny Manziel that are not football reasons, having it emanate from a guy whose basic premise is to make this team a more relevant team than it's been and keep make it more prominent on the map, that's the way you do it, is you make a move like that. And he could at least encourage his people. I don't see him. I don't think he's wired in any possible way as a guy who would say, Ray, Mike, you're running this thing. That's what I'm paying you to do. I'll stay out. You know, I'll watch, but I'm not going to get involved. I think he would get involved because what have his actions shown us to the contrary in terms of how quickly he's cleaned house and turned things around here, flipped things over here. He's very proactive, hands-on.
He is proactive and he is hands-on, but the only way that I would ever believe this is if the Browns drafted Manziel and it came out later that without any, you know, unmitigated fact that the highest-rated quarterback on their board was someone other than Johnny Manziel. Then I think you could say definitively that would be the smoking gun for that theory. I don't think that's going to be the case. It's just my belief. I think that Ray Farmer will make this decision for the Cleveland Browns, and I'm excited to see what he does in less than 2 days. Let's go to Craig in East Liverpool now here on CBD. What's up, Craig?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, 57 hours away. All the speculation gone. We're going to know who the guys are, right?
You're darn right. We cannot wait for that.
Looking forward to that.
Okay, now, first of all, I want to say Johnny Manziel. No, not at number four. I'm not sure he's the guy. If you pick Manziel, he's going to have to sit out a year. He's going to be worked into the system, but he's not a sure thing. I would go with the sure bet, somebody who's going to contribute right out of the chute. And, Offensive lineman, no, because they get going offensive lineman at number four. Then you're going to have to pay him a lot of money, and you already got Alex Mack, Joe Thomas on the line. So there's a lot of guys there. But and as far as Jimmy Haslam goes, I think he's going to leave it up to Farmer and Mike Pettine and Shanahan if they're going to go a quarterback. I would go quarterback, maybe 26 or third round somewhere. What do you guys think?
Yeah, you know, I can't get away from the idea that quarterback is the need for this football team. And to come away from this draft without one, and they're not going to come out without one, but to come away from pick four without one, if every quarterback is there when they pick, when they have the whole lot in front of them, and it seems like so many factors are pointing to that, that we can sit here now, if we're confident about anything in a very uncertain year of the draft, I think we're confident that the entire pool of quarterbacks is available at four. And if they choose not to take one there, I don't know what to take of that. It would tell me a lot, because you could pick the guy, your guy there, and are you
just take Theodore? Do it.
Can you be confident that any of them, including Theodore, is there at 26? And you just can't be.
You can't. And that's why I think if you trade down a little bit, I think you can have reasonable confidence that Teddy Bridgewater would be there for you somewhere in the top 10. You have an opportunity to get him there, or get something else, and then move back up to get him.
Or Blake Bortles.
Or Blake Bortles. Or Manziel. Yeah. I still think Theodore's still my guy. We'll see, but I think you're right. It's going to say a lot about the philosophy,
right?
And how this team wants to present itself on the field going forward, what they do with that number four pick. We only have two more shows, four more hours of CBD fueled by speculation and the latest as we approach the draft. After that, we'll be dealing with facts. New members of the Cleveland Browns team, Vic, and I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people to thank.
Yeah,
though.
Matt Miller, of course, great job from Bleacher Report, and the one and only Mel Kiper from ESPN, Bob Labriola, Steelers Digest, Aaron Wilson, the brief time we had him on the phone, from the Baltimore Sun, Jeff Hobson from CincinnatiBengals.com. Guys, all wonderful work. Our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs, thank you. Stay tuned. Julian Gerard is next. For Nathan, I'm Vic. We'll talk to you tomorrow from New York on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.